This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead this week, longtime WHL coach Don Hay is set for another honor. We'll have more on that coming up in moments. Hey, the Saskatoon Blades are continuing to surge up the Eastern Conference standings. Blades hit the weekend on a season-high 9-game winning streak. Captain Brendan Walker has been named the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll be our guest later in the show. Well, Vancouver Giants head coach Don Hay once guided the Kamloops Blazers to back-to-back Memorial Cup championships in 1994 and 1995. Now, those teams will be honored by the BC Hockey Hall of Fame at the July induction ceremony set for Penticton. Hay, already a Hall of Fame member, spoke to WHL This Week about the news.
Yeah, it's great. You know, Bob Brown and I were honored to go and represent the Kamloops Blazers yesterday, being part of that group, and Bob being the general manager and myself being the coach. But, you know, you look at those teams, there's a lot of people in the Kamloops organization that deserve a lot of success for us winning. And, you know, it starts with Bill LaForge. It goes to Ken Hitchcock, Tom Rennie. As head coaches, we had a lot of good quality assistant coaches, you know, scouts, Stu McGregor, Brian Fortin, Randy Hanch, a lot of good quality people, and obviously the players that have gone through there, that have gone on to have great NHL careers, they've become captains of their teams, or players that have gone on to coaches. And just have gone on to success off ice.
How often do you look back upon those days? I know maybe when the season's not going the way you want to this year, do you ever sort of reminisce at all about those teams back then?
Well, not as much as I probably should. You know, it's funny, I printed out the teams after they told me that they were going to be inducted, and you look down the lineup and you remember, you have different memories, like Chris Murray and Bob Westerby, and you know, to me, when I took over in 92-93, we had 5 16-year-olds in the lineup, and they all went on to be real prominent players throughout the Western Hockey League. So, and then the trades that Bob made, he made one trade every year that really seemed to make a difference, starting with Steve Passmore the first year, and then Louis Dumont, and then Ashley Buckberger and Keith McCambridge, you know, bringing in quality people to help us kind of get over the hump. So, you know, those years, you know, we won a lot in those years. Those 10 years, you know, I think there was we went to Memorial Cup 5 times in 10 years. So, you know, that's almost unheard of. And I know when Windsor was had a chance to win a back-to-back, I was thinking to myself, I'd love to play those guys. I'd love to play. Whenever you can win back-to-back, you're a very special team, and you have really good, solid players.
Joining the two teams at this July's induction ceremony include WHL alumni, now co-owner of the Kamloops Blazers, Mark Recchi, Paul Correa, Mark Crawford, longtime minor coach Colin Patterson, and the first female coach Nancy Wilson, who guided the BC Breakers and then served as an assistant with the Canadian women's team.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Former Kelowna Rockets defenseman, now starring with the Nashville Predators, Shea Weber.
It definitely preps you for the NHL game. They're very similar schedule styles, and everything as far as on the ice and off the ice, they make sure that you're ready and prepared to play in the NHL.
Weber with a drive, he scores! Right off the faceoff! He hammered that one!
Former Saskatoon Blades defenseman, now with the Colorado Avalanche, Stephen Elliott.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best junior hockey league out there, and it provides the best competition and prepares you the best for the NHL.
Elliott moves across, it's shot, goal!
How about that? After a great defensive play, he scores the go-ahead goal, Stephen Elliott.
The WHL, it's your time. The Western Hockey League, Player of the Week.
And the Saskatoon Blades are on a roll. Captain Brendan Walker scored 4 times and added 5 assists in 4 Blades victories last week. He's the Denny's WHL Player of the Week, and voice of the Blades, Les Lazarek, has more.
Thanks, John. With the captain of the suddenly surging Saskatoon Blades, Brendan Walker, who's the player of the week in the Western Hockey League. Congratulations on this. What does it mean to you? You're going to tell me this is a team award, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's an all-around team award here. You know, we're working hard the past few games, and, you know, I have two good line mates, so it's not just me. It's the guys I play with and the guys that are on the bench, and, you know, it's a great atmosphere around this rink.
Okay, take a little bit of credit because you scored one heck of a beautiful goal that won the game on Saturday against Lethbridge, made it 3-1 at the time in a 5-2 victory. Tell me about it.
Yeah, you know, that was a big goal for the guys, and I think Mike gave me a good pass there, and I just took it through the middle and poised out the goalie and put her in. So yeah, it was a good goal for the team, and it felt really good.
It feels good because that type of patience, and you're being rewarded for those sorts of things, whereas earlier in the season, I know you hate to think about it, but it wasn't happening for you like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was a grind at the beginning of the year, but now I'm getting my feet under me and, you know, accepting my role and really playing hard, and it's been working out, so I couldn't be more happier.
Explain the role, because I guess it happened just around the time that the first big winning streak happened in December. All of a sudden, you were moved from the wing to center ice. Tell me about that change, first of all.
Yeah, being a centerman was a huge thing. You know, I was playing the wing for mostly the beginning half of the season, and then I moved to the center, so I think I adjusted really well, and I've been playing really well playing in centerman, so I'm really enjoying it, and I just got to keep working hard at defensive zone, and then the offense will come.
You've also embraced the whole idea of being a captain, and it took a little while, I think. You'd never been an A or a C in previous hockey time, and all of a sudden here you are, handed the captain's role. How much of a transition was that for you?
It was a huge difference in all my other seasons playing hockey, but, you know, it was a privilege to wear that, especially for this team and especially for this year that we have here. And, yeah, you know, I was having a tough time with it at the beginning of the year. You know, I wasn't feeling, had a lot of pressure on myself, and I was really putting myself down and trying too much. But then, you know, I settled down and just be myself. And, you know, the guys are happy, and you know, I'm an all-around team guy, and I support the guys all from wherever they stand, and it's been really well for the past little bit here, and I hope it keeps getting better.
And I would say that extends to everybody on the team. Everybody felt pressure early being a MasterCard Memorial Cup host, but in the last little while, and especially in the last 8 games, you guys really have seemed to have found your groove, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think the team's really adjusted to that, and you know, we haven't really talked about the Memorial Cup. We haven't really, you know, it hasn't been really around, so I think the guys are really really going well, and they're staying focused, and you know, next game we got to be ready to go, and not even think that we're on a hot streak here. Just we got to be ready and have lots of confidence for the next one.
But I know what you have talked about is catching Prince Albert for first place in the East Division, which would bring second seed. Catching Edmonton nearly impossible in the conference standings, but you really do want to get that pennant up in the rafters here and go in as the second seed into the playoffs.
Absolutely, you know, it'd be huge for us, and you know, we can do it. So we gotta keep moving forward here, keep playing the way we are, and I think we'll have no problem doing that.
Brendan, congratulations on the weekly honor, and all the best as you continue.
Thank you.
Hey, and thank you, Les, and thanks for your help this week, and thanks to our guests as well, Brendan Walker and Don Hay. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.